Gentlemen, Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, annexed Crimea, and has provided crucial military support to the Assad regime. What steps, if any, would your administration take to counter these actions, Senator Kaine?
You got to be tough on Russia. So let's start with not praising Vladimir Putin as a great leader. Donald Trump and Mike Pence have said he's a great leader. And Donald Trump has business dealings with Russia that he refuses to disclose. Hillary Clinton has gone toe-to-toe with Russia. She went toe-to-toe with Russia as Secretary of State to do the New START agreement to reduce Russia's nuclear stockpile. She's had the experience doing it. She went toe-to-toe with Russia and lodged protests when they went into Georgia. And we've done the same thing about Ukraine, but more than lodging protests, we've put punishing economic sanctions on Russia that we need to continue. Donald Trump, on the other hand, didn't know that Russia had invaded the Crimea.
Oh, that's nonsense.
He was on a TV show a couple months back, and he said, I'll guarantee you this, Russia's not going into the Ukraine. And he had to be reminded that they had gone into the Crimea 2 years before. Hillary Clinton has gone toe-to-toe with Russia to work out a deal on New START. She got them engaged in a meaningful way to cap Iran's nuclear weapons program, and yet she stood up to them on issues such as Syria and their invasion of Georgia. You've got to have the ability to do that, and Hillary does. On the other hand, in Donald Trump, you have somebody who praises Vladimir Putin all the time. There, America should really wonder about a President Trump who had a campaign manager with ties to Putin, pro-Putin elements in the Ukraine, who had to be fired for that reason. They should wonder, when Donald Trump is sitting down with Vladimir Putin, is it going to be America's bottom line, or is it going to be Donald Trump's bottom line that he's going to be worried about with all of his business dealings? Now, this could be solved if Donald Trump would be willing to release his tax returns, as he told the American public that he would do. And I know he's laughing at this, but every president...
Well, what's it got to do with Russia?
Every president since Richard Nixon has done it, and Donald Trump has said, I'm doing business with Russia, the only way the American public will see whether he has a conflict of interest.
No, he hasn't said that.
Senator, your time is up. Governor.
Well, thanks. Just trying to keep up with the insult-driven campaign on the other side of the table.
I'm just saying facts about your running mate.
Yeah. Well,
and I know you can't defend
Senator, him. Senator, please.
I'm happy to defend him, Senator. Don't put words in my mouth that I'm not defending him.
You're not.
I'm happy to defend him. Most of what you said is completely false, and the American people know that.
I'll run through the list of things where you can say stuff and people believe it.
Look, this is the alternative universe of Washington, D.C. versus reality. Hillary Clinton said her number one priority was a reset with Russia. That reset resulted in the invasion of Ukraine. After they'd infiltrated with what are called little green men, Russian soldiers that were dressing up like Ukrainian dissidents, and then they moved all the way into Crimea, took over the Crimean Peninsula. But Donald Trump knew that happened. He basically was saying it's not going to happen again. The truth of the matter is that what you have in the rise of aggressive Russia, which has had increased its influence in Iran, that's now because of this deal is on a pathway in the future to obtain a nuclear. The leading state sponsor of terror in the world in Iran now has a closer working relationship with Russia because of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's foreign policy and $150 billion and sanctions all being lifted. And then, of course, Syria. I mean, it really is. Extraordinary. Syria is imploding. You just asked a very thoughtful question about the disaster in Aleppo. ISIS is headquartered in Raqqa. ISIS from Raqqa has overrun vast areas that at great sacrifice the American soldier won in Operation Iraqi Freedom. And yet, Senator Kaine still sits here, loyal soldier, I get all that, and saying that the foreign policy of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama somehow made the world more secure. I mean, it really is astonishing that on the day that Iran released four American hostages, we delivered $400 million in cash as a ransom payment for Americans held by the radical mullahs in Tehran.
Governor, just today, Mr. Trump said, quote, Putin has no respect for Hillary Clinton and no respect for Obama. Why do you think he'll respect a Trump-Pence administration?
Strength. Plain and simple.
Business.
Donald Trump, that's nonsense. Donald Trump Donald Trump's son
says
who is
that the
going
Trump organization.
To lead with
Senator,
we're,
gonna, to
we're going to rebuild our military. And let me say this whole Putin thing. Look, America is stronger than Russia. Our economy is 16 times larger than the Russian economy. America's political system is superior to the crony, corrupt capitalist system in Russia in every way. When Donald Trump and I observe that, as I've said, in Syria, in Iran, in Ukraine, that the small and bullying leader of Russia has been stronger on the world stage than this administration, that's stating painful facts. That's not an endorsement of Vladimir Putin. That's an indictment of the weak and feckless leadership of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Well, this is one where we can just kind of go to the tape on it. But Governor Pence said, inarguably, Vladimir Putin is a better leader than President Biden.
That is absolutely inaccurate.
And I just think a guy
said
who
he's
praises,
a stronger. He's been stronger on the world stage.
No, you said leader. And I'll just say this, Governor.
You just said better.
If you mistake leadership for dictatorship and you can't tell the difference, a country that's running its economy.
Yeah, here we go. This is the great school thing again. Right. This
is great. If you can't tell the difference, you shouldn't be commander in chief.
Yeah.
And with Donald Trump's sons say that they have all these business dealings with Russia. Those could be disclosed with tax returns, but they refuse to do them. Americans need to worry about whether Donald Trump will be watching out for America's bottom line or his own bottom line.
Senator Kaine, what went wrong with the Russia reset?
Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is a dictator.
And what would you do differently?
Vladimir Putin is a dictator. He's not a leader. Anybody who thinks otherwise doesn't know Russian history and they don't know Vladimir Putin. Hillary Clinton knows exactly who this guy is. John McCain said, I look at his eyes and I see KGB, and Hillary kind of has that same feeling. So how do you deal with him? We do have to deal with Russia in a lot of different ways. There are areas where we can cooperate. So it was Hillary Clinton who worked with Russia on the New START Treaty to reduce their nuclear weapons stockpile. It was Hillary Clinton that worked with Russia to get them engaged in a community of nations to stop the Iranian nuclear weapons program without firing a shot. She's not going around praising Vladimir Putin as a great guy, but she knows how to sit down at a table and negotiate tough deals. This is a very challenging part of the world, and we ought to have a commander-in-chief who is prepared and done it rather than somebody who goes around praising Vladimir Putin as a great leader.